This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Propelled in part by the wildly contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has hit 900,000, less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000. The number of deaths is tracked by Johns Hopkins University. COVID-19 has become one of the three leading causes of death in America, behind the big two, heart disease and cancer. To public health experts, the milestone is made all the more tragic because so many of the recent deaths were preventable. Just 64% of the United States population is fully vaccinated. China's envoy to the United Nations said Friday that the United States holds the key to solving the issue of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic weapons program. Ambassador Zhang Jun told reporters that the U.S. should show more sincerity and flexibility if it wants progress on negotiations with North Korea. He spoke ahead of a closed U.N. Security Council meeting requested by the United States to discuss North Korea's launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile last Sunday. After the meeting, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told reporters, "We have to keep up the pressure." She also read a joint statement by more than half of the U.N. Security Council condemning North Korea's latest missile launch and warning that continued silence by the 15-member body would only embolden Pyongyang. The statement, signed by the United States, Albania, Brazil, France, Ireland, Norway, the United Arab Emirates, Britain, and Japan, described Sunday's launch as, quote, a significant escalation that, quote, seeks to further destabilize the region. VOA News. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe and Germany amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border have arrived in Germany, according to the U.S. military's European command on Friday. A spokesperson said these are the first of 2,000 soldiers to arrive in Europe following the Pentagon's announcement of additional forces moving from the United States to Europe in support of our NATO allies. On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the Ukraine crisis. The Biden administration is restoring some sanctions relief to Iran's nuclear program as talks aimed at salvaging the languishing 2015 nuclear deal enter a critical phase. As U.S. negotiators head back to Vienna for what could be a make-or-break session, Secretary of State Antony Blinken signed several sanctions waivers on Friday related to Iran's civilian nuclear activities. The waivers are intended to entice Iran to return to compliance with the 2015 deal that it's been violating since former President Donald Trump withdrew from the agreement in 2018 and reimposed U.S. sanctions. Iran says it is not respecting the terms of the deal because the United States pulled out of it first. China officially launched the 2022 Winter Olympic Games with the opening ceremony Friday at Beijing's iconic National Stadium, also known as the Bird's Nest. Friday's opening ceremony was led by President Xi Jinping, who announced the official opening of the Games along with International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. They were joined by other world leaders, most notably Russian President Vladimir Putin. She was also joined by World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Beijing's locked-down Winter Games are aimed at showcasing its power under a global spotlight, but diplomats from the United States, Britain, and Canada are boycotting the Games to protest China's human rights record. In particular, they object to what they say is the genocide of some 1 million Muslim Uyghurs in China's far western Xinjiang province. Beijing officials have rejected the allegations of human rights abuses. And a faction that played a leading role in protests in the uprising that toppled Sudan's former president in 2019 on Friday said it was refusing to meet the UN special representative to Sudan. They made that announcement on Twitter. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.